Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa. Hey everybody, welcome to Fitfluential Radio and welcome to episode one, the first official episode of the Kelly O Show. I alluded to this, I did a little bit of an intro, I think it was a couple weeks ago actually, and shared with you guys that based on popular demand, if you will, I plan on doing shows where it's going to be just me, and it's going to be just me talking about certain things that are happening each week, some of the interviews that we've got going on, but also certain topics that are relevant in my life that a lot of you ask about. And a lot of these shows, well, you'll just see them as they go. This first show, I thought it was appropriate because I actually have no less than, 10 people, 10 of you ladies emailed me at podcast@fitfluential.com. asking hormonal health, I'll say, this is the way I'm rephrasing it, hormonal health related questions. And I realized that number one, so many of you know that I have been dealing with massive hormonal imbalances and all of the issues that are associated with that, getting much better. I have a wonderful doctor here in Austin who has changed my life forever so that I can safely say, and you've heard me say this on several of the shows here on Fitfluential Radio, that based on working with Dr. Sebring, who incidentally has been interviewed on the show, he and I will probably, starting this week, we're going to be recording a weekly show. So you'll get to learn from his extensive expertise on a regular basis. But he's changed my life, and I can easily say I'm about to turn 49 in a couple weeks, and I feel better about how I look. I feel better in general. My energy is better. My sleep is better. I just feel better all over the place because my hormones are in the right place. And there is so much education to be not only just for females, but men as well. Hormonal imbalances don't just occur for females. It is, and I hate you men for it. I don't hate you. That's an expression. It is so much easier for men to have their hormones adjusted quickly and to see results quickly because with men, as Dr. Sebring will tell you, as well as several other doctors, it's typically just a testosterone issue that can be addressed. And folks, testosterone is not just for bodybuilders. That's one of the biggest myths out there, among others. Testosterone is an important thing to address for women. I take testosterone every single day. It's a big part of my overall plan. But let me start from the beginning. So I'm doing this show so that I can give you all that are listening kind of a preview of what started happening with me, what were my symptoms, and at what age were those symptoms presenting themselves in my life that started to get me going, okay, something's not right here. It certainly wasn't right away that I realized I should see a doctor. And I think many of you women have been dealing with symptoms and issues for far too many years. And that's why I'm so passionate about educating on this, because what I can tell you before I go into details, anyone listening, I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, beyond, whatever, adjusting and addressing, let's say that first, and correct Kelly, addressing your hormones and getting them adjusted if needed so that you are in the proper balance will change everything in your life. And you can actually look forward to, instead, you've heard me probably say this before, I'm not talking about anti-aging, I'm talking about aging awesome. Most people, there's a lot of people that think, oh, you know, it's all downhill after 30. Or some people say that it's all downhill after your first kid. Or it's all downhill after you hit perimenopause or menopause or whatever. All of that is BS, okay? Dramatic pause inserted. on purpose. It's funny that a dramatic pause for me is like 5 seconds, where other people it would be a lot longer and more noticeable. But with me, it's when I actually stop talking for like 5 seconds. So that's my dramatic pause. But seriously, I'm obviously very passionate about this because when you change your life and you feel and look better, and you didn't think it was possible, and you thought you would be sleeping poorly, dealing with, you know, stomach issues, skin issues, low libido, no sex life whatsoever, no love life whatsoever, just stress and kind of anxiety and just everything kind of feeling like it sucks. I mean, for lack of a better way of saying it, if you think that that's what's ahead of you as you get older, you're wrong. You're very wrong. This certainly is not something hormonal imbalance and hormonal balance, achieving hormonal balance, that's even near to becoming what I'd call mainstream. It is, however, much more accessible to get, let me say this, for you to become educated, get treatment, and yes, we have some pretty exciting announcements that are very timely with the fact that we're going to be educating on this in a big way on Fitfluential Radio. There's information that is accessible to you. We are very committed to providing that for you. I am very committed to providing that for you. So there's information that is accessible, and now there are doctors and services to help you get blood work. You'll understand as we go along the importance of blood work. Your individual blood work is your blueprint. It's your baseline where you're starting. And then to get treatment so that you can be experiencing everything changing. I mean, let me tell you this, and I won't mention her name. One of my Instagram followers has been hearing me talk about seeing Dr. Sebring in Austin, has been watching my progress and seeing, you know, I share everything. I share my blood work. I share, you know, when I'm having issues and I know I need Dr. Sebring to tweak something for me, etc. She made an appointment and drove a tremendous amount of time. I'm trying to think if it's 1 or 2 hours. She's in Texas, but she drove to Austin to see him, and I should have brought my phone in here so I could quote her. But basically, she wrote to me a day after seeing him saying, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, seeing him changed my life. My husband went with me. I feel like I've finally been listened to. We've started, you know, this, and this. And then the next day, she wrote me and said, oh my God, first night in years, I slept through the night. I was able to fall asleep easily. This is in day one, people. And then the next day she said, this is the first day I haven't needed coffee to make me feel like I'm awake. I'm going to go get on the treadmill right now. This has changed my life. My husband's going to go back and get testosterone. Da, 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 da. She went on and on and on. And then the next day, and this was part of what made me realize that this had to be my first show. The next day she wrote me and said, just more feedback about how she was already seeing. And let me pause here too for a minute and say this. I'm not trying to tell you that this is a miracle cure and that you go get your hormones adjusted and overnight it's Cinderella. That's not the case. However, the same thing that my friend here has experienced is there are certain things that can be adjusted and will change areas of your life very rapidly. For me, it was sleep as well. I'll get to my symptoms and what changed in a second. But I do want to just put that as an aside, that when I share this with you, I don't want you to be listening to this going, this sounds too good to be true. Well, I'm just going to go see somebody and all of a sudden the next day, everything's, you know, wine and roses. No, but some things do adjust themselves very quickly. So the next day she was sharing her excitement and happiness with her neighbor, and she writes to me and she said, well, my neighbor wrote to me and said, if I take testosterone, my hair's going to fall out. Dramatic pause inserted on purpose. To say that I was a little upset and was writing my friend back on Instagram, kind of going off on her neighbor, I just thought, what, that's one of the most misinformed, stupid statements I've ever heard. Nothing could be further from the truth. And again, it's just so typical of, and this is why I want to share it with you. When you start to proceed down a different path that is not, air quotes, mainstream, that is not, it's off the beaten path, right? If you start looking into getting your blood work done, seeing an integrative medicine type of practitioner or a doctor that you know, practices things like acupuncture, bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment, all that kind of stuff. That's not familiar to a lot of people, and a lot of people will notably express criticism, skepticism. They'll give you all the unsolicited advice you could never want to ask for, and that is to be expected, but you also should know not only to expect that, but also to ignore it, because most of the people that will be criticizing you, it's very similar in another context to relationships, to money, to work. If you decide to do something completely different, you're going to have everyone in your family or your work life or your friends who are going to give you those opinions on what they think you're doing right or wrong. Am I right? You know, you're think back in your life in different areas. For me, when I decided to quit corporate life and found Fitfluential, no one in my family, and my dad will come on the show and tell you, I told you I thought you were crazy. I remember exactly what he said. He's like, Kelly, you never quit a job until you have another job. What are you doing with this blogger thing? You know, you're spending too much time on this Twitter thing. And now he's the first one to say, you really knew what you were doing. And I'm very proud of what you're doing. And I'm glad you listened to your gut. So just know you're going to have those people that don't understand what you're doing. It's not mainstream. It's different. And they're probably in some way, just like people that see somebody starting their own business or maybe falling in love fast, right? And everyone's going to go, wait, it's too soon. What do you think? You know, you should, and they'll tell you all the things you should look for that's bad in that relationship because it's too good to be true. Well, in some cases, maybe things are too good to be true, but maybe there's things that aren't too good to be true and they should just be quiet. Or those of us that are stronger just learn to, you know, consider the source and move on. So as with my friend, she had to learn to just consider the source. She's let it go and she's realized like, look, and I asked her, I said, is your neighbor, you know, a doctor? Is your neighbor an expert? Have they done research? Are they published in medical journals? Do they have actual facts or are they just spouting out, you know, opinions that testosterone is going to take, you know, make your hair fall out? It's ridiculous. And I said, furthermore, do you look at this person and think that they are the optimal picture of health, somebody that you want to emulate and follow their example? She said, no. And I share that with all of you because I really want you to understand how remarkably different and better your life can be if you are experiencing any sort of hormonal imbalance and if you get it addressed by the right person. Your life can change so dramatically, and we're going to have so many people on the show that are going to speak to this, both folks like me, right, who have just had their own experience, and they'll share, here's what my symptoms were, here's what my issues were, here's why I finally went to get blood work done, here's the type of doctor. You know, some people will get treatment from an endocrinologist. Some people find someone like I did with Dr. Sebring. Some people will do a lot of research, and then they take that to a doctor, and their doctor looks into it. There's any number of paths that you might take, but ultimately, the choice is going to be up to you. What we're here to do is provide a tremendous amount of education and guidance, certainly point you to the resources that we recommend, and then help you get started on that path. But just know you've really got to trust your gut. So you're going to hear not only from real people, but as I mentioned before, you will hear from a tremendous amount of practitioners. My doctor, Dr. Sebring, is going to be on the show a lot. We definitely want you, if you have questions on this and other topics that we cover, please, 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 please do not hesitate. Be as specific as you want. Email podcast@fitfluential. Let us know what your questions are so that we can answer and we can serve you. I'm fasting today, by the way, you should know. So it's, I'm recording this at 5:00. I'm fasting until 9:00. So I have 4 hours left in my fast. I've had nothing but water and some branched chain amino acids today. And I'm pointing that out, not to be a show off, but one of the other things I'm going to record a show on is it's just going to be a theme of you guys don't give yourself enough credit for what you think you can do. When I talk about fasting, the first thing people say is there's no way I could do that. Yes, you can. You can do so much more than you think. I'm digressing. Kelly, focus. Yes, I'm talking to myself in the third person. I do it all the time. I talk to myself when I'm in my house by myself. I think we all do that. At least I hope we do. Anyway, let me get back to some of my initial symptoms. What how they presented and what I hear as well with other people. I'm already at 15 minutes. I do want to make my Kelly O shows reasonably short, or at least reasonably to the point. And then we'll make sure that we just, again, do a lot of these. But for me, and again, this is so that for those of you listening, and it's not just women, you know, this stuff can happen with men too. It tends to be more specific with men, and we'll have guys on the show as well. So that ladies, if you're listening, you have a significant other that you want to share this with, or guys, if you're listening, don't think we're just going to share the female perspective. For me, I had been on the birth control pill most of my life, starting at age 19. I'm bringing that up because one of the things I learned as I started doing research, when I realized how much was wrong with me, was how much damage the birth control pill can do. And it just pains me to know. I think of myself at age 19, and we need to do a whole series on birth control. I think of myself at age 19 going to Planned Parenthood, and that someone sat me down and they really sold it to me, Orthonovum 777. They were like, this is going to be great. You're only going to have your period 2 days a week, and it's never going to be on the weekend. Yay! And it's only $5 a month. Yay! That's all I thought was, this is awesome. It's a pill. Here's what happens. I'm not going to get cramps. I'm going to have really light periods. I was never told what those hormones would do to my body. In fact, I wasn't told that you're taking hormones. And when you're 19, do you think you're actually thinking, oh, wow, is this going to create side effects for me down the road? No. That, in addition to being put on a tremendous amount of antibiotics in my early high school years for acne, those are two things that started very early in my life, as well as an obscene amount of diet soda consumption, which still is my Achilles heel to this day. I just cannot even express how I still have such a weakness for Diet Mountain Dew, but I don't keep it in my house, and I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Notice I said pretty good. Anyway, those were some of the things, and I'll go into detail on those, like these things in my early life that I now know had an effect on the hormonal imbalance I experienced later. But I'm just mentioning them so that you can start to think, because I just want to provide education in real life, like, hey, this is what it was for me. It wasn't until I was about, I remember I was going through my divorce. And so this was 2006. I actually have to think about what age I was. It's 2018 and I'm turning 49. So in 2006, that was 12 years ago. So I was 37. I hope I did the math right, because this is recorded. That's about the age I was, I think 37, 38-ish. And I was, the first side effects that presented themselves to me was I had a skin outbreak, like a rash on my neck and my upper arms and chest of like really rock hard bumps. I'd almost call them cysts. And I remember because I was going through my divorce with my husband and I were still in the same house, and I was under a tremendous amount of stress. And I thought, you know, maybe something happened with these turtlenecks I was wearing, the dry cleaning. And I ended up going to see a doctor. He put me on more antibiotics. When the antibiotics didn't clear up the skin, he put me on double dose, double strength, you know, triple, kept just increasing my dose, increasing the strength of antibiotics, and it didn't necessarily work. I do remember at that time, a little bit later, he forwarded me to a dermatologist who put me on Accutane. My understanding is Accutane has now since been outlawed. I don't think they're even allowed to prescribe that for anybody anymore. It's crazy, but, you know, All they wanted to do, which is what traditional medicine practices are geared towards, is really getting rid of a symptom. They're not looking, and they're not set up to have the time to spend with the patient to determine the cause of the symptoms. So, you know, those doctors and the dermatologists weren't sitting down going, okay, when did this happen? Why did it happen? What else was going on? They weren't concerned with that. They were like, what can we prescribe as fast as possible to make these bumps go away? Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program.
It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our FitFluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
And the bumps didn't go away. But the next thing that started to happen for me was my body temperature changed. I remember that I'd worn Secret deodorant my whole life, and suddenly it didn't work. And I would feel sweat under my arms, you know, and it's just the worst feeling ever. You know, ladies, you can feel me, right? Like if you're wearing a long sleeve shirt and your sleeves are damp under your armpits, you're like, ew, that's a man thing. That's not a woman thing. And it would happen. Furthermore, I was also traveling quite a lot, and it would always happen that when I was getting off of a plane and going to get my bags and then trying to get to the rental car, and I traveled pretty much every week, every time I was in the airport and I'm on the rental shuttles, it was like a switch went off in my body. I have no idea why it happened to be in the airports that this happened. Maybe because I was rushing or whatever. But it would be as if a switch went off in my body and I was just hot. I don't necessarily felt like it was hot flashes. I just felt like my body temperature got so hot, and I would always be standing in the rental car lines, getting my rental car, or, you know, shuffling back and forth between the airport and the rental car, and I would feel sweat, just a few little droplets of sweat dripping down my back. It was the worst feeling ever, and I would feel sweat underneath my bra, like the underwire, where the underwire is. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about? There's nothing more uncomfortable than when, I don't want to say there's nothing more, but I just remember that thinking people on the outside would look at me and they wouldn't think anything was abnormal. I didn't look sweaty, but underneath my suit, I was sweating, and it was so awkward and so uncomfortable. And I would end up, I had gotten to the point where I would pack an extra tank top so that I could change on a plane, because I knew that every time I was running through the airports, not really running, but I would always end up being sweaty, and I would want to change my tank top because just my core temperature would get so hot that I would be sweating through a tank top. Nobody wants to go through that. So first it was the skin. Second, it was the tank top. Somewhere in there with seeing all these doctors and going, what's going on with, you know, the sweating and this, that, and the other. And then they put me back on a different kind of birth control pill. Then suddenly it was weight gain. And I remember it was very sudden weight gain. I remember that my trainer Jay at the time, all of a sudden I was busting out, you know, of my bra. And he asked me if I was pregnant. He's like, your boobs are really big. That's his foot in mouth interpretation, or his no filter way of talking to me. But really it was very, very sudden, where I hadn't changed the way I was eating. I was still working out, and suddenly I had gained, you know, like 25 pounds very quickly. So those were pretty much the symptoms that happened with me, and it just really continued to get worse. It got to the point and where I couldn't lose weight. I'd gained weight. I felt thick. I felt obviously heavy. I knew I had gained weight. My skin just looked dull. I was bloated looking all the time. I was miserable. And it was just all of these things put together. And what did I do? Instead of going and seeing a doctor, I mean, yeah, I was seeing these doctors who were putting me on all of these antibiotics, but I just kept pushing myself harder in the gym and dieting more, and a lot of extreme dieting, a lot of binging, because my emotions were all over the place. And, you know, I just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And it wasn't until I met Whitney Jones, who you have probably heard her podcast interview on the show. I encourage you to go listen to it. We'll link up to it. God bless that woman, because I met her at the Arnold. I think I'm trying to remember who. Dan Solomon introduced us. We also interviewed him on the show. Yeah, I was a guest on their podcast. Anyway, I digress as usual. I met Whitney. She's a figure competitor. She actually just won the Arnold Fitness competition this year, March 18th. So congratulations, Whitney. She's going to be back on the show. But she and I met. We bonded. We became besties. And she's one of my favorite human beings of all time. I think she's just such a great human being. But God bless her. She was setting up training for me. And she did her new client questionnaire because she has lots of clients that she trains all over the country. And she asked me all these questions. And when I filled out what I was taking as far as birth control pills, stuff for my skin, you know, what the symptoms were that I was experiencing, how I was eating, what other trainers had told me to do and how nothing was working. She's like, look, I'm happy to give you a diet and a workout plan, but I think you really have hormonal problems and you're not going to be able to see results. And I don't want to work with you if I don't think I can help you. I think you should see a doctor. And she told me about her doctor that she sends a lot of her clients to that she said are a lot like you, Kelly. They're high stress, women in their 40s, working really hard on antibiotics, on birth control pills, blah, 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 blah. So she pushed me. And I mean, when I say she pushed me, she texted me, emailed me literally every single day. Have you gotten your blood work done? Have you gotten your blood work done? When are you going to go see Dr. Risco? When are you going to see him? And I remember rolling my eyes going, I don't feel like doing this. And you know why, people? And I say this because I'm just keeping it real. I know that deep down inside, I didn't want to get my blood work done because I was so embarrassed by how here I was running a fitness company and I was heavier every year. I couldn't lose weight. I was working out. I felt like everyone was laughing at me online. Everyone was staring at me like, oh, Kelly Alexa, CEO of Fitfluential. And she's like so curvy. She needs to lose 50 pounds. I really thought everybody was yelling, or that's how everybody talked about me. I was embarrassed. And what I thought was going to happen, I don't really think I was having this conversation specifically in my mind, but underneath, I know that what was going on in my brain was something to the effect of, I'm going to get my blood work done and there's going to be nothing wrong with me. And then I'm going to be really embarrassed. Like, it was almost as if I wanted something to be really wrong with me. But previously, when you go to doctors for so long and they're like, there's nothing wrong with you. I don't know why you have these bumps all over yourself. I don't know why your body temperature is changing. You must be depressed. Go home and drink some wine. Why don't you go get a date? You know, I've had doctors tell me that. Get a date. Why don't you go out? Have a guy take you out for dinner. Who wants to go out for dinner when you're sweating your ass off and you feel like a fat cow and no matter what you do, you have headaches all the time? I could go on and on and on. It makes no sense. And I was very scared internally to get my blood work done. I'm so glad. Again, Whitney Jones, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for pushing me. And I will tell everybody listening, you are going to hear a huge emphasis on an ongoing basis that we are going to talk about on the show, getting your blood work done. Getting your blood work done is like your roadmap to a better future. You can't be like, and I'm thinking of one of my friends, Debbie, God bless you, but Debbie is like I was and so many other women. If you're going online and you're looking up hypothyroidism, you're looking up hormonal imbalance, you're looking up this, that, and the other, you're going to find a billion different places where you can take these quizzes. Click here to see if you're estrogen dominant. Click here to see if your progesterone is too high. Click here. I was that girl. I took all those quizzes. Some of them said I was hyperthyroid. Some of them said I was hypothyroid. Some of them said I was estrogen dominant. Some of them said I was testosterone dominant. You can take so many quizzes online. You can do so much research and it'll have a list of all the side effects. And you'll go, okay, I've got that, 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 that. Oh, I must be hyperthyroid. I must have adrenal fatigue. And then you look over here and it's here are the symptoms for whether it's hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism, something that's completely the opposite. And you're like, wait a minute, this has six of those side effects over here, but they're also the side effects for this. People, you can get so lost trying to figure out and guesstimate what's wrong with you. You need to get blood work. You need to get blood work. You need to get blood work. I said that three times in a row on purpose. There is nothing more important than you getting blood work and getting it done regularly and comprehensively. We'll go into that in another episode. I'm hitting 30 minutes. I got to wrap it up. When I finally got my blood work done and I went out to Phoenix to meet with, at the time, my doctor was Dr. Riska, who is an exceptional doctor out in the Phoenix area. We'll link up to him as well. And he sat down, he spent about an hour and a half going through my blood work. And ultimately, let me summarize it for you. Once I got my blood work done, we realized, and some of these things we realized a little bit later, I have Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, adrenal fatigue, I have issues with cortisol, my testosterone was non-existent, basically, my progesterone was high, my estrogen, forgive me, I think my progesterone was very low, my estrogen was very high. What else? I had insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome. I mean, pretty much, you've heard me joke about it on the show. When it comes to hormonal issues, I had one of everything, and it was to the extreme. But you know what? When I had that meeting with my doctor, I swear to God, I'm not going to cry right now, because sometimes when I think about how absolutely vulnerable I was and how awful it feels, I really didn't think I was going to cry. I just remember what it felt like to finally not feel like a freak, to not feel like I was hopeless. I remember going into that office and feeling hopeless and full of despair and embarrassed, and they weighed me and I was embarrassed, and I saw these fitness people in the waiting room and I was comparing myself to them, and then, I'm sorry. I just remember that I felt like when I left, not only did Dr. Riska and his wife have such tremendous compassion for me, like they do with most of their patients, and you'll see doctors that treat people in this area have such passion for helping people. But ladies, if you have felt like I have, you feel embarrassed, you feel hopeless, you feel gross about how you look, you feel gross about how you feel. And that's a poor choice of words, but crying got me distracted. To finally have hope and to know that you're with somebody that sees what the problem is under the hood and they can fix it. You don't know when, but you know that they can fix it. It is the best feeling in the world. And fast forward, I think that was 2015 when I first started seeing a doctor. And now I had to go back. I had to go off the pill for a certain period of time. Like, I really couldn't start treatment for, I think, 2 or 3 months. I had to be off the pill for a certain amount of time. I had to have a uterine ablation procedure. I'll explain what that is in another episode. Because of heavy periods, issues with my ovaries, and because I didn't want to be on the pill anymore once I had learned what the pill was doing to me and my hormones. But fast forward to today, you know, what is it now? So that was 2015, it's 2018, it's 3 years later. I've gone from not being able to sleep at all. I had to take Excedrin PM every single night for 6 or 7 years. I now fall asleep normally. Sometimes I have some bad, you know, you're not going to get fixed with your hormones and never have a problem. Okay, so I've definitely had some off times, but for the most part, I fall asleep naturally. I sleep through the night. I have lost weight. I have gained muscle. I look better in my clothes than I have when I was 30. I feel better at age 49 than I did at age 29. My skin is better. I feel better about my gains in the gym. I'm doing more in the gym than I ever have. The skin condition is much more manageable. I cannot even describe to you. In fact, I just saw Dr. Sebring last week, just got my blood work done. There were some, and I've given him permission. We'll see if he'll actually go through some of my stuff. I'm happy to share my blood work and my issues and how we're tweaking my stuff and what tweaking this, what effects it had with me. You know, you guys can just observe what's going on with me as an example to see, like, this is what happens when you tweak hormones for the better in a real person and what it can be like. I mean, there's a lot of people that write into us. They're in their late 20s. My friend Sherry started having massive hormonal imbalance, massive bleeding, and almost like hemorrhaging every month. And she's still dealing with trying to get treatment right, but she was like 28 and dealing with a lot of the side effects and symptoms that I had in my late 30s, early 40s. So please know that this can happen at any age. It's not specifically only going to happen to you when you're hitting perimenopause or menopause. I can also tell you that, ladies, if you're thinking, oh, I can only live and really have a great romantic life and sex life until I hit menopause, you're wrong. And I'm not the one to speak about that, but so much about your libido and your desire for romance and intimacy, if you have problems in that area, oh, that can change too. So it's not just about how you look. It's about the fun you're going to have in your life. Everybody wants a romantic life, and you don't want to have it stop when you're, 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or 90. I mean, all of this stuff can actually really get better, more vibrant, more fulfilling, more happy. More happiness can come your way, more joy, more just everything. You can be stronger, leaner, better, faster, happier, more fit, everything. That's not a fantasy. And it's not available from a pharmaceutical drug. It's just available by getting your blood work done, figuring out what needs to work for you. That goes right in alignment with what we say Fitfluential is. We're helping you find your fitness. It also means helping you find your health, helping you find your wellness. It is in an entirely different universe when your hormones are balanced. It absolutely makes all of your life different. And this is what I want for all of you. I don't want you to be that person that I was when I was heading into Dr. Riska's office feeling absolutely full of despair, hopeless, embarrassed, horrified by what I saw in the mirror. And what I want for you is to feel like I do about myself. And it changes and gets better every week, every month. That's what I want for you. And it's my commitment on this show to educate you and help you guys find the right resources where you live, because can you imagine what this world will be like, what this country will be like, if so many of us feel so much better that we're actually looking forward to aging? I hate even using that word, aging, but I've got news for you. Somebody said it really well. We're aging from the time we're born. We're aging every day, every week, every month, every year. It's not something to be dreaded. So please, again, forgive me for getting emotional. I really didn't think I would, but I'm just keeping it real. If there's something that I haven't gone over in this introductory show on hormonal health, and that you can come out of hormonal hell, and not only come out of hormonal hell, but be so much better for it, so much better for it. I can't stress that enough. If you have questions and specific things that you are experiencing, any question that you want us to cover on future episodes, please write me, podcast@fitfluential.com. And please note, we're also going to make available for everybody the ability to call in and leave a voicemail, and we'll feature those questions live, recorded, on the show. We will only feature voicemails, and we'll only say your name if you give us permission. So we will ask you very explicitly. If you write into us and say, I have a question, our staff will write you back and say, can we mention your name, Sally from Tulsa, Oklahoma? If you say no, then we'll just say, a user wrote in and had this question. If you give us permission to use your full name, we'll use your full name. If you leave a voicemail and you give us permission, we'll do that. But we definitely respect your privacy. So please don't think that, unless you explicitly spell it out, that we can refer who wrote this question. We won't do that, but we do want to have all of your questions, because that's how we can serve you. So again, podcast@fitfluential.com. I hope this episode, of course, I went 8 minutes over. Typical. What would you expect? You wouldn't expect anything less from me, would you? I hope this was really helpful for you. And I hope that if you listen to this and you hear my story, and now you know a little bit more detail, you might be going, holy hell, I want you to be like this gal that follows me on Instagram, who's finally gone and gotten addressed. And I have to find out what her age is. I think that she's in her late 50s. That's what I want. I want you to be writing us back going, oh my God, I got my blood work done. And wow, I have more energy than in years. And I remember she said, I'm getting on the treadmill for the first time in, because I actually have energy and I'm excited. That's what I want for all of you guys. And again, men that are listening, this is not just for women. This is for men as well. And trust me, we'll get plenty of men on the show. I'll see if I can get my man on the show to, or maybe I can just quote him. But trust me, he gets his testosterone done and has his hormones adjusted. And I'm getting him to come see Dr. Sebring. And he's the first person to recommend to all of his guy friends, change your life for the better. Get your blood work done. Get your hormones adjusted. It's a whole different ballgame. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. Excuse me. Please, please, please send in your questions to podcast@fitfluential. Maybe put in the subject line hormonal imbalance questions so that we can filter those appropriately. We are starting to get a tremendous amount of emails at that email address. So the more you can help us filter those and categorize them, that would be helpful. Until next time, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Kelly Alexis signing off, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.